You're listening to the Missionary Perspective Podcast with veteran missionaries Eric Johnson and Joshua Mead. We're glad you could join us. We trust this podcast will be both a blessing and a challenge as we relate topics in world evangelism from a missionary perspective. Now, here's Josh and Eric.
Welcome back to the Missionary Perspective Podcast. Eric, this week we are going to talk about missions conferences. It is mission conference season, kind of like World Series season, right? There's baseball season, there's basketball season. There is also missions conference seasons. Is that true, Eric?
Absolutely. In fact, when we were on furlough, we loved missions conference season. And to be honest, that's one of the ways that you and I, Josh, became such good friends. I think I calculated one time we were in six or seven different missions conferences together, and we spent a lot of time together and hanging out at missions conferences.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember we were in California and Arizona. We shared several conferences together, and we were in church for, I think it was 35 days straight, my wife and I. And of course, I recommend to young men, we're going to dive right into this. We're going to kind of talk about tips for missions conferences, do's and don'ts. And of course, we are missionaries. And so we're going to give the missionary perspective of the missions conference. We probably won't get into the details of the planning on the church side. We'll leave that to the pastors and the church staff. But Eric, I often get asked, what are, by pastors or church leaders, what are some things that you liked about our missions conference? What are some things you've liked from other missions conferences that maybe we could integrate? And what are some negatives? You know, and what are some things maybe we shouldn't do? Now, I will say it's kind of tough face-to-face to tell a pastor that, well, we didn't like this about your missions conference. We didn't like this. You always stay positive about your experience. And I think it's a good policy for any missionary to be positive. But Eric, sometimes there can be some negative experiences during missions conferences. And I know pastors do want to know if a missionary had a negative experience. Have you had any negative experiences?
You know, it's so funny because I think we went in about 2 years, we went to about 35 different missions conferences. And to be honest, those times that we had with either other missionaries or the pastors or church people were some of our best and fondest memories of that time of deputation. There were a few interesting, experiences. I think probably the one that we probably had the most, not difficulty, but the most experiences that continue to come to our mind were lodging situations. Okay. And, you know, real briefly, you know, like I said, you know, probably 90% of the time it was fine, but there were a few instances where I remember one time my wife and I were actually talking about this in preparation for this podcast. We were put in someone's basement, which is totally fine. It was not a finished basement, and they had cages of rabbits not very far from where we were sleeping. And so not only did you hear the rabbits oftentimes moving in the middle of the night, but you really smelled the rabbits all the time. And that was one of those instances where I knew the pastor didn't know. Later on, we were good friends. I was able to kind of explain to him and said, you know, it was not a big deal. These are missionary training programs, no problem, but just to be aware in the future. We also had a situation one time where we were in a house where these were rather new believers, and they were an older couple, and the pastor didn't know this. There was quite a bit of alcohol in the refrigerator. And once again, not a problem for us. You know, I didn't drink that much. No, that's a joke. That's a joke. But we did also later on tell the pastor, we don't like doing those kinds of things often during the conference. We don't want there to be, you know, we know the pastor is very burdened with things. We don't want it to seem like we're ungrateful, but we do feel like there are times when we could approach a pastor later on and let him know about a situation. I think of one situation, I don't know if we ever told the pastor, but the family we were with, they were having some major marital problems and often didn't even go to the conference. And that was also another very, so all of that to say is probably our most uncomfortable situations really had to be housing. And by the way, that was without kids. That was my wife and I didn't even have kids at that time. So those are tend to be for our cases, the ones where we maybe had more of the, if you want to call them negative experiences, but overall, all those, our time when deputation was predominantly very, very well received.
I would agree 99% of the time. You know, it's just an absolute blessing, and we're always walking away encouraged. But it is that rare time that the pastor just can't, you know, you can't foresee everything. And lodging, I would say, are some of the, you know, interesting situations. We've been put into situations where, you know, we had some, it was quite some expired food and bottles and things we were using. And we had a mustard one time that was about 2 years old, and it was supposed to be a bright yellow, and it was coming out a dark brown, and it wasn't Dijon, you know, it was quite expired. And the lady we were staying with, we didn't want to hurt her feelings or anything, but anyways, I think she kind of noticed that we were kind of looking at. She said, "Oh, is that expired?" And then she said, "Let me go get another bottle," and she brought it up. And maybe she didn't have her reading glasses on, but the other bottle she brought up was 5 years older than the first bottle of, you know, so little things like that. But you, like you said, it's as a missionary, you have to roll with the punches. And we've had great experiences. We've had, you know, different interesting experiences as well. I will say, I was just pastors as well. They'll have interesting experiences with missionaries. I was just in a conference recently where a pastor, he said, "Josh, I had to let a missionary go." I told him Sunday morning. He said, by the time we got to Sunday morning, I said, "You need to go home." And I asked him, what did this guy do? You actually sent him home. He said, "Yeah." He said he was complaining the entire week that we were keeping him too busy. And he complained to his host family that he didn't have enough time to play video games. And I thought, what is wrong with you? You know, so I'm sure pastors would say 99% of the time we have great experiences with missionaries, but once in a while you'll get some missionary slipping through the cracks that probably shouldn't be raising support.
And that's what, you know, we'll talk about this a little later on, but that's one of the great things about missions conference as opposed to a single meeting is you get a lot more time to get to know someone, your staff gets to know them, the church, people church get to know them, and vice versa. You know, the missionary gets to know the church staff, the pastor. And I was going to say one more thing. It wasn't necessarily ever a problem for us, but I do know this from other people's experiences. Sometimes there can be too many activities, and we can talk about this later on, for a family that has a lot of kids and maybe homeschooling, maybe they've, you know, and we can talk about that a little bit later on, but I think pastors maybe, you know, ahead of time, if you're 6 months out and you're planning your conference, you kind of gauge how many kids are involved and maybe reach out to the missionary, find out if they're homeschooling, and that will help you kind of make your schedule as far as the missions conference. For us, that's never really been an issue because we didn't have kids on deputation. And purposely, since being on furlough, because we take shorter trips, we don't go to a lot of missions conferences. Now, we have done that, and they can be very difficult for the mother, especially when there are small children. And so I wouldn't say that's been a negativity for us, but I do know as we go forward talking about missions conferences, that's something that host pastors should be very aware of when it comes to making a schedule.
Yeah, so diving right into that, let's take up that topic. Sometimes pastors will ask, what are some things we could do to maybe make a better conference? And from the missionary perspective, I wrote down, have a kind of, as much as you can, have a thorough survey leading up to the conference. We always, of course, appreciate churches that have a schedule that's thoroughly, you know, planned out in advance. And I understand... Uh-huh. Since being on the field and organizing events and seminars and things we do on the field, a lot of planning and time goes into preparing for a missions conference. So I understand from the pastors and the leadership staff position that when you plan out a conference and have certain expectations, you expect the missionary to be plugged in as much as possible, especially where you would have them. And so I would say from the very beginning, have those expectations laid out on the table. And I think part of what you're talking about, Eric, is I would say maybe create a survey to send out to missionaries with, you know, find out what is the missionary, you know, what are your giftings, right? So sometimes my wife, now I think she does a tremendous job when she speaks to ladies, but that's not her primary gift is public speaking. She gets very nervous, and usually when she brings up, you know, her past with her dad passing away, you know, she says, "I hate crying in front of people." I know it's always a blessing to those who hear her, but it's tough sometimes. Not every missionary wife has been called or is gifted with public speaking. And sometimes there is that assumption that is made. And so I would say, I just kind of wrote down, you know, write out a survey that you can send to try to, try to make it as detailed as possible to find out, okay, do you homeschool your kids? Do you have a schedule during the conference? Of course, we want you to plug in. What are you most comfortable with as a missionary wife? Would you be open, and just do it in a way where they're not refusing to be involved as the missionary, but here's what I would be comfortable with if I had an option to speak at a ladies' luncheon, or maybe help prepare the kitchen for the ladies' luncheon. Maybe a missionary wife would say, hey, I would rather prefer to help in the kitchen. Maybe I can help prepare an international dish. And here's some ingredients you can buy ahead of time, and I'll come early and we'll do something like that. Maybe have, what are some questions for how they would feel gifted? For example, ask a missionary, especially if he's either a veteran missionary or a deputation missionary. Obviously, as the husband, as the man, you're going to do your presentation. Find out, are you comfortable speaking, in this area, this arena? I would just say, have a survey of if that makes sense, have a survey of maybe some.
Yeah, it does.
What are some expectations? Obviously, the questions are, how many kids do you have? Things like that. But with the scheduling, obviously it's one of those things you got to balance, because the missionary does have to be flexible. And part of being a missionary is getting plugged into situations where you have to be flexible. You have to be willing to serve. But I think as well, like you said, the larger your family grows, the more difficult it could be to balance whether you homeschool your kids. Sometimes churches, sometimes missionaries have their kids in a school. They're sending church, like our kids attend a sending church school. And so I would say maybe for a church, if you support a family, if they're a veteran coming off the field, ask them, give an option. Will you be attending, or will your family be with you? And maybe give them that option. Like if you just want to attend with just your family, or if you are just going to attend. And then I would say this as well, maybe give the option, and I'm just throwing this out there, for a veteran missionary to maybe only attend one or two nights. Now, if their schedule allows them to be there the entire conference, that's wonderful. But a lot of times when missionaries are coming back on furlough, either a lot of missionaries are doing shorter furloughs, so they're trying to squeeze in as many churches as they can in a shorter time, or they're trying to maybe raise some new support, but they also want to visit their supporting churches in person. So maybe, I understand, for a deputation missionary, you should be there the entire conference, be there with your family, and get to know the church. That's extremely important. But maybe give the option for a veteran missionary to, hey, just want to set your mind at ease. If you can only be there one night, two nights, or the whole conference, give them that option in that survey that you send out. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's all really good. I think Josh and I definitely come from a perspective, having spent many, many days in these missions conferences, from a perspective of not having kids, now having kids, being a deputation missionary, now being a veteran. And I would say that, we also understand that every missions conference is different. Every church is different. Like, it's not a one size fits all. Some churches are so big, some things are kind of, already pre-planned as far as, we're a church of this size. And so we're going to be doing, X amount of missionaries are going to be in kids classes. There's a Christian school involved. And so we understand there's churches of 50 and 100 people, and there's churches of 500 and 1,000. And these things are going to be different. But with that said, really the key crux of the matter is, I think every year there should be some sort of evaluation from the church side. Who is coming to who, which families are coming, what's the status of those families? What are their needs as far as, their family needs, their kids? And so I think that's just got to be a consideration. Now, on the missionary side, I think you and I both understand, because we did deputation, very diligently, that you also got to be ready for everything. And you are their guests. And, Josh and I aren't trying to tell people how to run it, but just so a missionary and a pastor can have a perspective of how difficult maybe it can be. And we're really kind of talking about the mom. I mean, for Josh and I to sit down and someone buy our lunch and talk about missions, I mean, to us, missions conferences are great. Like, there's nothing more fun than meeting new people. We're people persons, and we like talking about our ministry and missions. We love meeting new missionaries. Like, to us, to the guys, missions conferences are wonderful. But we're talking about the wives who have a lot more sometimes burdens with children and making everything work. That's kind of what we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say, you know, I have had discussions with pastors where, you know, they'll say, well, we're supporting the entire family. And that's definitely understandable. You are supporting the ministry, you're supporting the family. And so I know a lot of times they want the family, you want the family to be there for the conference, or even to be there for the, if it's just a one day meeting, a weekend meeting. I know a lot of missionaries will tend to, when they're back on furloughs, a lot of missionaries will maybe just try to schedule a Wednesday night or a Sunday morning, Sunday night or a Sunday, you know, individual meetings, maybe not attend full conferences as much. That's why I would say if you want a veteran missionary there during your conference, maybe give the option to be there for 1 or 2 days as they are traveling. A lot of times, you know, I'll just share our experience. Our kids are homeschooled in Senegal. They have wonderful relationship with the nationals, their friends, our neighbors, church kids. But, you know, they're still white kids in West Africa. And so there's an isolation factor there. And my wife, it's a lot of work, you know, for my wife to homeschool them all day. And then we don't have grandmothers and grandpas and family and to take them to say, hey, can you watch our kids this weekend? Or can you, you know, can the kids stay the night or do this or that? Well, we're basically there by ourselves. And in fact, the only other mission that has other American missionaries there, there's not that many missionaries that are with that mission. So we're pretty isolated where we're at. And so coming back to the States, our kids love going to school at our sending churches, Christian school. And so that discipline, that schedule, it's so important for their growth. And I'm so thankful for pastors who understand that and say, oh yeah, no problem. If your kid, you know, your kids won't be there. I do try to, if it's a missions conference, sometimes I'll say, hey, I'll be there. If it's close enough to our home, I'll say I'll be there from Wednesday to Friday. And then my I'll go pick up my kids. We'll be back for Sunday, something like that. But I would just say, you know, pastors who are, some pastors have expressed concern, you know, I want to be able to see the health of the family. How's your family doing? So I want the family there. And I would just say two things to that. Number one, if you're a pastor who has an opportunity to speak out, not every pastor does, but some pastors, you'll speak out on weekends or maybe a Monday or Tuesday conference. You've been invited to speak. More often than not, you don't bring your whole family with you because it disrupts and interrupts the schedule. Your kids are in school. They have a routine. And so you'll just travel, or maybe you'll take one of your kids, or maybe you and your wife will go. And so I would just say, you know, as if a missionary is homeschooling, that's one thing. They can come to the church. The whole family travels together. If the missionaries maybe have their kids in a school, then I would say that, you know, that option of flexibility, that pressure taken off the missionary's shoulders of, hey, my kids are in school. And just having a pastor say, hey, no problem. You know, be there. If your kids can come, that's great. If they can't, hey, we're good with that. I know some pastors have said, well, we want to try to gauge this, the health of the family. We want to see them together. And to that, I would just say, if you have legitimate concerns about the spiritual and mental well-being of a family you're supporting, contact the sending church pastor, you know, and express those concerns, or plan a visit on the field, because on the field is where you can kind of gauge really where the family's at, to spend more time. You can't really, you know, you can show up to a conference, maybe your kids are cranky, you've just been in 3 conferences in a row, and your kid is just having a bad day. It's hard to gauge the spiritual health and mental well-being and disciplines of a family in just 1 or 2 days. You know what I'm saying? And so again, the majority of pastors and churches understand that, and they don't judge a family based on, you know, 1 or 2 negative experiences of your kids are a little cranky or this or that. So we're very appreciative, but I'm just throwing that out there that, yeah, maybe, for a deputation missionary, have an expectation. I say have high expectations of your deputation missionaries. Put them through the ringer. You know, throw them to the kids and make, you know, keep them busy and make sure every, you know, they're busy the entire conference because, you know, as you're young, you're raising support. But I would say the longer a missionary is on the field, definitely have high expectations of your missionaries, certainly. But maybe be a little more flexible with, you know, who's attending and what everybody's involved in, the activities, all of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, those are great perspectives. And, you know, maybe we transition now to more of some of the things that we enjoy. Because I think pastors always want to know, like, what did you enjoy about our conference? What can we do differently? You know, and so I just kind of jotted down some things that, you know, just came to my mind when I thought about the missions conferences I was a part of, what I really enjoyed. And, you know, I think the first thing is always sharing your burden to the field with those who are going to be future prayer partners. It's so unique. It's so organic, really, how certain churches will connect with you and certain people in churches. Like it really is just like, it's like making new friends. Like you don't know the next person that comes up to you is going to be a lifelong friend, but oftentimes you meet someone at this random church that you went and they're like lifelong prayer partners and they're writing you and they know your kids' birthdays. And, you know, that's one of the things I love about missions conferences. You meet more people that way. In a one-off meeting, it happens, but it's more rare. And I also really like, for me, I like getting time to make real connections with not just the church members, but especially the pastor, the staff's family. You know, there's some friends we have that we made on deputation that to this day, and they got excited about our burden. They came to visit us on the field a time or two. You know, we've seen their kids grow. Now our friendship is like 16 years old, 17 years old. And so that's a great thing. It's just really hard to do that in a one meeting situation. But when you're on deputation or furlough, this happened when we picked up new churches as well. You bond with people. And then kind of why we're doing this podcast is just you build friendships with new missionaries. I mean, I'm sure your Facebook is full of people all around the world and you're waking up and seeing how our friend is doing in Hong Kong and how our friend was doing in El Salvador and how our friend's doing down in Argentina. And, you know, that's the life of a missionary. And that's exciting because you meet friends from all over the world. Now, I haven't taken advantage of that yet. I'm getting ready for that, where I'm going to now visit these friends and actually, you know, stay in a spare room or something. But, you know, to me, obviously, you know, there's good food sometimes, there's fun activities, and we can talk about that in a minute. But really, to me, it's the people connections for the length of time where people get to know you and you get to know them.
That is the highlight of every conference and even individual meetings for me as well. It's that personal connection. It's that building relationships with church family, getting to know the pastor. I always appreciate it when the first day of the conference, we either sit down with the pastor and staff or pastor and some deacons or the mission committee, and we get to meet some of the folk in the church. We also get to interact with the other missionaries. And every time, whether we stay in a hotel or it's in somebody's home, it's that individual connection. I would say if you put your missionaries up in the hotel, then try to schedule a little more interactions with church family. I would say probably going back to, you know, with families, it's sometimes a little easier if you're put up in a hotel. If that's something a church can do, but then schedule more time, have dinners with church families and try to spend more time, plan lunches, things like that, where you can interact a lot more with the church family. That interaction is essential, building those relationships. Missionaries, if you're on deputation, you're going to build some great bonds with other missionaries and you stay in touch with them and you're praying for one another. And then you'll meet some wonderful people in churches, whether you're staying in their home or during the service and before and after. So yeah, definitely that connection. I like it when a conference during the service, they kind of change things up. It's not just a church service, right? That we're just going to have a church service 5 nights in a row, but it's a missions emphasis and maybe do some unique things. I was just in a church recently where the opening was an introduction of each missionary, and they had each missionary with a young person had the flag of the country. They walked in, with they were introduced, they give a quick word, and so that way the church right away knows, okay, this is who's here, this is what we're doing this week, and here's the missionary family that's going to be here. So right away you're introduced. I was just at another conference where each service began with a missionary they already supported who did a 5-minute video on the field, just opening in prayer and giving a quick update. And so that was, I thought that was really neat. They're integrating not just the missionary in person, but missionary from off the field was there that is on the field that's giving some of their interaction. I would say as well, I enjoy, Eric, being part of a missionary panel, like a Q&A. I always enjoy having that opportunity. It allows you to get more personable with the church, share some, you know, insights and stories about the field. I think a missionary, this is a tip for you missionaries, if you have an opportunity to preach, to do a Sunday school, share stories from your field. Don't just preach a message for preaching a message sake. You're there to share your heart for missions. Yes, preach a missions message, but integrate stories from your field, your experience. I tried it. The way I visualize it is I want people to feel like they're in the country right beside us doing the work. Like they just spent the past 3 years with us on the field. And so I try to walk through some of our experiences and the positives and negatives. And a Q&A panel can really allow that opportunity. And I would say, Eric, if you're a pastor preparing a Q&A panel, have some pre-submitted questions. Either ask your congregation to pre-submit some questions or write out some questions. Ask your missionaries, what are questions we should ask you that we could share? That way there's not dead space. I've been to churches where anybody have a question, we'll sit there for about a minute.
Ooh, it's just kind of awkward.
Well, or the kids come up and ask questions. I've had that. Kids said, how many Xboxes do they have in your country? Don't know that one.
Yeah.
So definitely, I love the Q&A. I love those panels. You know, try to have different unique things that you can offer.
Can I throw one thing in? Because this is kind of, I mean, I don't know if we'll get to this or not, but one of the things as I was reflecting on this is true. Like that's part of the conference. But I also think if you're wanting to help the missionary out, every place geographically, usually in the country, has something unique or different in the area that you live. And to take the missionaries on an off day or in the morning time, you know, I was writing down, you know, there are some fun, really fun things like going to Alcatraz. We did that one time. And one church took us to a stadium where we did like the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, tour of their stadium. But even something simple like going to, when we were in D.C., a local church took us, we went to the Senate. We saw the senators, you know, in the Congress. I mean, they didn't cost anything except gas money. You know, there's always something probably unique to your area that maybe – the families would want to go do with their family. And if you kind of incorporate that into getting to know them, a very relaxed setting, I love things like that, where you're combining the uniqueness of the area with also, you know, spending time with your missionaries.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was at a conference recently and the pastor had a list of activities in the area that you could do. And then he left some gift cards for lunches. Basically, you had the whole day to yourself. And then the evening, we had a meal with the church family and then the evening service. And we enjoyed that. We enjoyed both aspects. Like you said, I love all the interaction we can get with the church family. If I'm traveling by myself, I love staying with families and just spending that time. If they have kids, you get to share your passion about and stories about the mission field. And, you know, that's a big deal. You never know what an impact that'll have if your kid, you know, you have kids and you host a missionary and just getting to know a missionary in person, you know, with all the stories they have of living on the field and things, there's things you can share that maybe you won't have an opportunity to share in church. And so it goes a long way. Whereas a lot of pastors understand as well, if you have a family, especially a larger family, then it is a little bit easier to put your kids, to have the family stay in a hotel. And so that's where I would say, going back to the kind of preparation for the missions conference, kind of gauge what are your kids there? Do they have school? How can we be flexible? But yeah, I love it when a church has activities planned and maybe some of the folks in the church gather. We were just in a conference that had a school and we did a chapel service. We presented and talked about, gave our testimony, things like that. And then for the meal, they had the seniors and the seniors. Okay. So the seniors, 12th graders, and then the senior citizens, we had a lunch together. And that was a great time. Each missionary gave a quick testimony there and I really enjoyed it.
And another idea that my wife wanted to add in there is that oftentimes, as you were explaining, if you're on furlough or deputation and you're not near family, a lot of times the missionary couples don't get a lot of time together. And our kids enjoy times when they just took the kids off to a park and got pizza and they played with other missionary kids or maybe the staff kids. And the couple got just an afternoon to themselves. And so that's very needed. And it doesn't have to be something that's, like I said, it's very expensive or complicated. Just thought out, knowing your missionaries ahead of time. And so these are just simple ideas, things that we've seen, whether it be beneficial for our family or other families.
Thank you for tuning in to part one of our discussion on missions conferences. Be sure to tune in next week as we continue the conversation. Be sure to like and subscribe and share this podcast with somebody you know this will bless. Thank you for joining us today on the Missionary Perspective Podcast. Have a great day.